Welcome to Waking Hope, nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. We are now entering an hour of growth, light, and love. I'm Christine Vibrant, and together we will delve into what makes you, you, and learn that you can and should love yourself, and how Better Me Empowered Living can access these and more. You are more than the sum of your body, your mind, and your spirit. Find yourself as part of the divine. Find healing, rest, and positivity for yourself and the entire world. Waking Hope starts now. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Waking Hope, your Better Me Empowered Living Show with your host, Christine Vibrant. And for those of you who are tuning into the podcast at a different time, I'm so grateful to be spending time with you as well on the different platforms around the world, because today's show is very important for your Better Me Empowered 2023. Today's show is called Fear Factored. Now, why did I choose Fear Factored as the title? Well, factoring means taking something that is difficult, perhaps complicated, and putting it into different components so that you can come up with a solution to the problem that is facing you. And let's face it, fear is something that we are so in touch with the world over. It's everywhere. It's in the news. We're seeing people reacting to fear. We know that we make fear-based choices as well. And it's not something that is very manageable if you don't know how to break it down. Fear can feel overwhelming. And it's quite an energetic emotion, because it does come up every day for those of us who are out in the world, who are doing something different, who are not sticking to that safe little bubble, but who are stepping into discomfort. Fear is going to be a constant companion. And so it's vital for you to develop a really healthy relationship with it. Now, fear for me was something that I have been working my entire life to overcome. And when I ask you the question, how have you shown yourself love today? It can sometimes be as simple as having a shower steamer in your shower, so you wake up feeling good, choosing the best cup of coffee, Rainforest Alliance, certified organic, traceable coffee beans. And we have a lovely episode on that. But what it also means is facing the parts of you that are holding you back from being available to yourself as well as everybody else, from stepping into that Better Me Empowered version, from being that person you've always wished to be, but life just gets in the way and it seems unachievable and impossible. And we have an episode on that too, impossible dreams and how to achieve them. But here's the truth about fear. In fear, you're going to find so many answers about who you are, about what you're navigating, about perhaps where you've come from, and why you deserve to navigate this. So for me, showing myself love is looking at my fear and going, well, you've been with me forever. I've gone around the world and you're still with me. So let's sit down and come to some kind of an arrangement here. Something that I found quite interesting when I was living in Florida, coming from South Africa, was educating myself about snakes. Snakes are something I was taught as a young girl to fear. It was something that came up in the church with the Bible, with the Garden of Eden, fearing the snake and the serpent inside. And it was something to fear in South Africa because, let's face it, there are many creatures in Africa that are not your best friend. And so when I moved to Florida, it was my mission to educate myself. And what I found when I found a site was very interesting, because there are some snakes that are easily identified as dangerous or harmful if they bite you, toxic. And there are some that aren't. Now, keep in mind, none of these guys really want to mess with you. Snakes are not there to ruin your day. They're going about their business just as you are. When we happen to encounter them, it's good to know the differences so that we can make intentional plans to avoid and to move away. Keep in mind, sometimes the fastest way to escape you is behind you. And so what can feel like an attack is really just a misunderstanding. Something that I found quite funny as well is that there are two snakes that look quite similar to each other. And I've got a little video of this that I'm going to ask Colton to get ready for us. This is so interesting to me because when I was on the group, it kind of blew my mind how some people could get the identifiers really clear. And for others, it didn't matter how much time they spent looking at the images. They were terrified regardless. And so I'm going to ask you when we play this little video to look at the two, to see what comes up, to see if you can notice a difference. The names are on them, and I'm going to talk about this for those of you who are listening on the podcast. If you're curious and you don't see these images, head over to my YouTube channel at Christine Vibrant. I have this little recording up there on the shorts so that you can see just how interesting it is and see what comes up for you with regards to fear. So let's get that video ready, and I'm going to explain it as we're watching for those of you who are listening in.
It's playing right now.
Okay. So when we're looking at fear, we can see that it does tear us apart and it chains us down. And you've got a snake that has some variations that are similar to the other snake with bands and colors and lines. But if you look at the one, it's quite clearly got a different variation to the other. And one is the scarlet king snake, and the other, of course, is the coral snake. Now, I've heard things in Florida, the only good snake is a dead snake. And that's something that makes me very sad because, again, these guys are just going about their business. But if you look at these images, the two are very similar. And one you should avoid. Please be mindful that this is not a go and pet these things. This is a mindfulness of, in certain situations, fear is your best friend. Because fear is keeping you safe and saying, hey, this is not something that you know about, but this is something I know about. Keep safe. Step away. Get out of here. And the other one is to say, look, I know that you're ready to run and you're ready to protect me. But in this moment, there's nothing harming me. So let's face this. And this is what our first point is. Factoring fear. Let's start with the F. Face it. Just face it. Face that something's making you afraid. Because here's the truth. Something that is unknown to us is going to feel scary because we haven't had an experience with it. Fear is also memory. And so something that can feel similar to something we went through before that didn't work out so well for us can trigger these fearful reactions. And it can feel so strong in your body. Facing it is important. When I did my CPR training with the Red Cross, one of the first things they taught us is don't rush in. Face it. Take a moment. Assess the situation. And so it's important when you're feeling a triggering and reaction of fear. Is this a situation that I do need to be aware of and get the heck out? Or am I being triggered about the past? And this is an opportunity. This is your opportunity to heal, to let go of this thing, and to grow, and to learn that sometimes discomfort is there to give you a chance to step into it. Facing it is important, and I'm going to give you a few laughs about facing fears. I've talked about the one about climbing the stage where I thought it would swallow me up. One of my big fears is heights. And so ziplining in Thailand was quite an energetic experience for me. We had to climb trees, we had to lock in and zipline these crazy lines. And this is the thing, when I'm afraid, and I know I'm afraid, and I know I'm okay, it's really important to face it and to go, all right, I trust me. I love me. I trust me. I'm keeping me safe. Facing your fear, again, gives you an opportunity to work through it. Now, here is something that has been very scary for me. My battle with endometriosis. Endometriosis has created so much fear of the institutions that are meant to help me, so much fear of speaking my truth to people who didn't believe what I was going through. And I've understood that that was their own fear response because we never want to believe that somebody is suffering as much as they are because it could be us, one, and two, we feel often helpless to help them feel better and we feel it is our responsibility. Here's the thing, it's not. Facing your fear is going to help you navigate it, and we're going to step into different ways of doing this. Something that I want you to understand is that facing it gives you clarity. Looking at it and going, I am scared, but I'm going to do this anyway. I'm scared and I choose to step into this. It's very helpful. A practice is important. A practice is important, practicing stepping into discomfort and being okay with it. So let's take a few deep breaths. At the end of this post with the snakes, I said, take a deep breath. And it is. Being able to be present in the moment of this fearful response is vital to making the correct choice of get the heck out or let's stay present and grow. And so again, heading over to the YouTube channel, if you're not sure how, bringing your breath down into your body, taking a moment. You can even hold onto your finger like this if you want to. Get present with yourself. A few deep breaths, looking at the fear. Looking at the things you want to say. And I'm going to make a bold statement about endometriosis here. And I want you to step into this with me. While we are sitting here with fear, I'm going to say 190 million is the usual stat for endometriosis, and that's incorrect. There are millions more, I believe, at risk for this disease. And it's just because the information is not accurate. 10% of cis females are born with this condition. And so I want you to do something for me during the break to back me up on this. Go and look at the global population as it is right now. And go and look at what the cis female population, these are people that are born with female bodies, because this is what the stats are mostly based on. Endometriosis affects more than females, but this is what we're working with right now. 190 million is the stat they give us for 10%. I want you to go and look, global female population, and I want you to write down 10% of what that number is. And when we get back from the break, this is scary for me, but I want you to do this. We're going to discuss what this means and why it's important to speak your truth. No matter how scared you feel about the response, your truth is your purpose and the reason for you being here. And stepping into fear and navigating it is going to give you the gumption. It's Christine Vibrant here with you on Waking Hope Transformation Talk Radio. Head on over to my website, www.beingbetterme.com. But in this break, head on over to your Googles or whatever your search engine is, 10% of the global female population. When we get back, we're going to discuss. Stay tuned.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic. Trust the unseen. Experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
We all want confident and happy kids. Nola Peacock, co-host on the Angel Empowerment Show, works with families, coaching parents and kids to find the strategies and techniques that really work, helping your child develop the crucial personal skills that they need to become confident, resilient, and successful young adults. Book a coaching session today at nola-peacock.com. That's Nola, N-O-L-A-peacock.com.
You can't just fix yourself on the outside and expect the inside to follow. Whether you're 5 or 85, healthy living can begin whenever you decide you want a better life. Tune into Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn about implementing a daily routine and finding a balance to improve your life. Learn to live agelessly. Go to BarbaraScheidegger.com. That's Barbara, S-C-H-E-I-D-E-G-G-E-R.com.
Welcome back to Waking Hope with your host, Christine Vibrant. And we're making some really, really wonderful, wonderfully bold statements, bringing up all kinds of fears for me, because today's episode is called, of course, Fear Factored. And so what we're doing is we're breaking fear down into manageable components. And the first one was F, for facing your fear. And we discussed how vital this is to face your fear, to speak your truth. Because in these moments of discomfort, when it's not a clear reaction to get the heck out, sometimes your fear response is you need to leave. But when it's a fear response of this is an opportunity for growth, this is what I have discovered. Making sure that your bold statements are backed in fact, making sure that you absolutely stand in your truth is important. Having navigated fear as memory, making sure that it's not something within you that you're trying to harm, but that it's actually something you're trying to understand. I made quite a bold statement and said that the 190 million stat that we have for people with endometriosis, so I should say cis females, people born with a female body, because again, endometriosis affects more than just females. The 190 million stat is not accurate, because we have discovered and we are learning more, because thanks to you, there is now funding available by law. There's laws being signed in where we are going to get the funding that we deserve. Because around the world, this condition affects 10%, and we are born with this. We have the gene connection. This is something we're born with. It doesn't just magically manifest. And it is not a hormonal disturbance, but indeed it is a whole systemic condition. And this is what I want you to understand. One of my biggest fears was navigating this condition. I lost everything that was available to me. I lost my health. I lost my ability to work. I lost my ability to care for myself. There were moments of such fear of even just standing up because of this excruciating severity of the pain that would drop me to the floor. And people didn't believe me. And I was reaching out for help and I wasn't getting it. And I had to face this and navigate it because I was the only one who could take charge of my life. And I was the only one who could advocate for myself. And so facing my fear taught me all kinds of things that I didn't know were behind the reason I wasn't getting help. And I started advocating for myself. And here's what I asked you to do before we went on a break. Go and look at the global population. Let's look at the female population. And that is, from my little quick research, 3.85 billion. 10% of that is 385 million. That's a heck of a lot more than 190 million. And that's simply because those stats are based on reproductive age being 15 to 39. The thing with endo is we're born with it. So we're dealing with it from birth. And for some of us, it lingers post hysterectomy, post all the surgeries, post menopause, post 39. There's so much. And so, not to sag off, because I've got a really great show on endometriosis coming up in March. This is why it's important to know your E, your environment. F is facing it, E is your environment, and this is where I want you to know we will have a giveaway. I got a giveaway. It is a one-on-one fear story rewrite, because we're going to step into environment and see what your environment is doing to build up more fear, to keep it sustained, or perhaps using your environment to navigate and release this fear hold, and in fact create a healthy relationship so that your fear can keep you safe. And keep you, in fact, tuned in and paying attention and in the moment in situations that do require your better attention. Better Me Empowered Living is taking these moments and navigating them and making them your PowerPoint. So here we go. Not only are you going to be receiving this one-on-one rewrite, as well as a bloodstone bracelet to kind of really get you in tune. Your fear rewrite, I want you to call in 425-686-7532 or write in, what is it that is holding you back? What is your fear story? What's coming up in your Better Me Empowered life that is just not allowing you to get to that next step? Most people I speak to in this environment, they talk about there being it feels like an invisible wall. It feels like this force field. They can see what it is just beyond. You know what I'm talking about. Just beyond, I can see it. What is this thing in the way? Well, it's us. And so approaching it with love and compassion is a beautiful way to do it. Rewriting your story. This is what I've done. I faced my endo fears. I looked at the environment and said, this isn't healthy. So I had to change it. I had to advocate for myself. I had to say, I'm going to sit in this pain because I'm going to wait 3 to 6 months for this doctor who I know is going to hear me because they have hurt others. It's choosing to look at your environment and go, I don't like how this trauma and this fear is holding onto my life. I'm going to step into going to therapy. I'm going to step into using EMDR. I'm going to practice some somatic techniques of sitting in this triggered moment and in my environment and going, I'm safe. It's okay. Here's something I do when I'm really scared. And here's what I want you to remember. Call in 425-686-7532. Let's talk about fear. Write in what your fear is. When you have a fearful response, it's okay. This is your body. This is your emotion. This is your whole being keeping you safe and telling you this moment needs your attention. And sometimes it's going to bring up tears. Sometimes it's going to bring up shakes. Sometimes it's going to bring up anger. We all have different emotions that we tap into when we're not able to access fear, just as sadness. And so sometimes it's important for you to look at your environment and go, what in this environment can help me calm down and soothe me? This is what your fear rewrite story is. For me, when I'm feeling afraid and I'm not feeling well and I'm not feeling 100% in touch with myself, I use my environment in the form of nourishing my body with some warm lentil soup, something grounding, something nourishing and warm. I go and take a shower, especially if I'm having a fearful response like tears. Because here's the thing, it's okay to cry and it's okay to feel these things. But taking it to a place in your environment that soothes you, rewrites your story, helps you to reprogram. These moments of clarity are very important. Facing your fear is important because, again, we have a choice. This is important, get out, or it's okay, we can stay. And this is our opportunity for growth. We talked about environment, and this is important. Going through my endo journey brought me into therapies of healing that I would never have accessed if I'd maintained my health. I would never have stepped into intentional healing if I had stayed safe. If I'd stayed in the rut of doing the same thing over and over that everybody else wanted me to do, I would have stayed ill. And so instead, I faced my fear and I faced everything that was coming up. And I learned the truth that I wasn't incapable, that I wasn't stuck, that in fact, I was quite resourceful and amazingly resilient because I was facing one of the scariest journeys of my life in my second foreign country, in my third medical system, dealing with people who were also just trying to meet me, who were themselves afraid. And so I got to meet the people on the other side and learn from them, accepting what is happening to you, accepting the moment is important because resistance is what keeps that energy going. Your fearful emotion is energy in motion, and this is why it feels everywhere in your body. I mean, holy hecking, this is just something that when you have this response, it's energetic. Accepting that you're in a fear trigger, sitting with it, and finding a way to navigate your fear is vital. And I'm curious to hear what your fear is. Write in, let us know. For those of you who want to call in and perhaps have a one-on-one interaction on the air, call in 425-686-7532. And so what we're going to do with anyone who calls or writes in, this person stands to win that one-on-one fear story rewrite, as well as winning the Bloodstone bracelet to kind of help you heal and to keep this wonderful energy flowing of healing. So let's recap a little bit again. Face your fears. Facing your fears helps you to gain clarity on what is going on. Sitting back with it and going, oh, I'm feeling a lot, but okay, let's take a breath. Okay, let's get out of here. This is dangerous. This is really not okay. Just as we spoke about a fear response when something is happening, a situation that is creating a trigger because of a memory, perhaps in the past. Sometimes memory can trigger so much fear within us, and remember traumas can change our perceptions of the situation. And so it's important to check in your environment. Is this safe for me to be in? Can I use my environment, in fact, to soothe me? And this is where these wonderful therapies come in, because when you accept that you're feeling this, don't fight it. Don't try and jump into another emotion. I'm feeling fear, but I don't want to feel it. So instead, I'm going to feel anger and go and harm somebody and become the thing that I fear. Or I'm feeling fear, and so I don't want to do anything about it, and I'm going to step into sadness and stay a victim to my emotion so that I don't have to feel this and I can have someone else take over. This is your life. This is your life, and your Better Me Empowered life is within your grasp. But it is vital that you take these obstacles in your way, and fear is one of them. Let's just get honest with this. This has been one of my constant companions again. Facing fear has been a lifelong love affair. And accepting what you're going through is important. Now, calling in 425-686-7532, writing in your fear, I want to really encourage you to do this. We're going to do a fear rewrite story one-on-one with me, as well as winning that Bloodstone bracelet. Before we go on the break, before we take a minute here, I'm really curious as to what's coming up. What fears are holding you back? Something I've been very fearful about has been coming onto a platform like this and making big, bold statements, such as the 190 million stat for endometriosis is not accurate. It is, in fact, more like 385 million. And that was scary to say. Accepting that this is important for me to verbalize means I am getting onto the next step of moving through and past my fear into a better relationship. What do you think your next step would be? We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm very curious to hear what's coming up for you and to take this next step into working through fear. Again, Fear Factored on Waking Hope with your host, Christine Vibrant.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
I am Chris Atkins, and I help women boss up, get fit, and become unstoppable. And I do this by helping them create healthy habits that support nutrition and exercise and mindset work and stress management and self-care. You get the idea. If that sounds something like you're interested in, you can find me everywhere. Just Google, you know, Chris Atkins 365 Daily Hustle. It's a global health coaching company, so I'm coaching women all over the world.
Damayanti, where you can find a special gift for that special person. Or perhaps that special person is you. Our collections include messages in sacred Sanskrit of love, fearlessness, divine energy, and strength, made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti is the place to find a soul message unique to you, designed for your life journey. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
And welcome back to Waking Hope with your host, Christine Vibrant. And today's show is quite an intense one. It is called Fear Factored. And what we're doing is we're factoring this very intense and energetic emotion, and we're learning how to navigate it and to sit with it and actually make it our friend and to develop this healthier relationship with it. Because let's face it, fear is here to keep us safe. Fear is what has helped us to keep evolving as human beings in the safest possible way. And so sometimes fear is your best friend to tell you, get the heck out, this situation is not good. But it is important that when you're feeling triggered, to understand what it is about, to get to the root cause of it so that you can navigate it safely. And the next time you're in a situation that triggers it, the memories that come up don't get in the way of your Better Me empowered life, but actually empower you to go, I trust myself. I've navigated things that feel just as scary, and I've actually improved my life, and I've grown beyond this emotion that used to get in the way. I was the girl who used to be afraid of doing anything I wanted to. I was the girl who used to be afraid of speaking up. I was the girl who used to be so afraid of life that I was silent for 5 years, from the age of 10 to 15. And it took a really terrible, terrible event, the death of my mother on my 15th birthday, to galvanize me and to go, look, you can stay in this fear. You can stay in this victimness of silence. She's gone. She has no chance ever to ever do anything again. You do. Carpe diem. Carpe that diem. Seize it. Do it. Your beautiful life is out there waiting for you. You deserve it. But guess what? So do we. Because when you navigate fear, you are not reacting out in public. You're responding. When you navigate your fear, you are not reacting inside. You're responding. Because you've developed this level of trust with yourself, because this is the self-love that we talk about. It is very, very important to know that when you step into self-love, it's this lifelong love affair. Love the one you're spending the rest of your life with, and that's you. What we did before the break is I asked you to write in or call in 425-686-7532 about a fear that's coming up for you. Because what we're doing is navigating it. F is for facing. Facing that fear is very important. Facing the fear is vital, because what we're going to do is know, get the heck out, or this is an opportunity to navigate. E is for your environment, and using your environment to make sure that you're safe, and also to help you build this beautiful relationship. We also said A is for accepting it, accepting that I'm feeling this and not allowing myself to jump out of it into a different emotion, like anger or sadness or anything else that we sabotage with. Because fear can be your very best friend in stepping into your Better Me empowered life. And now it does look as if we have a caller in. Am I correct? Do we have a caller? And I did hear a ringtone there. Because what we're doing is I'm offering a giveaway. We're doing a one-on-one fear rewrite story session for free. And I'm giving away this lovely Bloodstone bracelet to elevate your healing, to amplify everything moving through, and just to show a little bit of love. Remember, every time you practice, it's a practice, every time you practice working through these energetic emotions, because emotion is energy in motion, they get less of a hold on you. You step more into control, and that invisible kind of force field that steps between you and the life you want goes away. It just moves away. The caller said they are fearful of their emotions and their reactions to certain situations. Thank you, caller. Thank you. And this is something that is very common. It is absolutely common, because here's the thing, as adults, we're not allowed to access a lot of these emotions, right? Don't feel this. Don't feel this. Go and do this instead. Here, plug, plug, plug. Click, click, click. Add to cart, do the different things, num, num, num. But that emotion is still within your body. Here's something very beautiful I want you to understand about the world of duality we live in. Just as we have male and female, dark and light, we also have the ability to step into any situation and go, the opposite of this is possible for me. When you're feeling fearful of your emotions and their reactions in certain situations, I got a few really great steps for you, which steps into the R for realigning. Let's realign ourselves. Because really, the truth is, you're still here. You've overcome 100% of the situations that have tried to keep you down. I'm not wrong, am I? So let's work with this fear. When I'm feeling fear, it is somewhere in my body. And so I want you to use your hands, if this feels safe for you, and put them on your body where you're feeling that emotion. It's usually feeling something strong or pulling. It can feel cold or maybe really hot. You may feel that you can't take a deep breath. So that pressure is right here in your chest. So let's acknowledge, because you're your best friend, And this is the beautiful work that you can do in any situation. I'm not feeling okay right now. I have my senses available to me. In this moment, what can I see? I can see around me a computer. I see a soft blanket. I can see a basket. I can see a light ring. I can see my cat Dash. This feels better. I'm hearing my voice. Perhaps you're hearing my voice. I'm hearing the water running outside. I'm hearing the fan. Okay, that's feeling better. What can I smell? I can smell my perfume, and I can smell the sage I have burning in the other room. I'm realigning. Oh, taking a deep breath. Accessing my body. Using my somatic techniques and butterfly. Really slowly bringing this back down. Okay. So what I'm feeling is fear. What in the situation am I fearful of? Let's realign. Is it because someone's yelling at me and I don't like being yelled at? And when I was yelled at in a certain situation before, I didn't react very well. And I melted down and it just got worse and worse and worse. Oh, and I'm right back there and I'm having a flashback. No, but here's the thing. I'm not back there. I'm right here where the water is running. I'm right here where my cat Dash is. Holding. And breathing. Vagus nerve. Let's do a hum. Okay, hum. Right, now this person who is in front of me, their reaction to me has got everything to do with them. Their nasty reaction has got everything to do with them. I'm okay. I can say stop. I don't want to be yelled at. I would prefer it if you spoke with me in a calm tone. If I'm feeling really angry, this is not a good situation. If you're home alone, go grab a pillow. Scream, 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 scream into that pillow until the scream is done. Wash your face, put a smile on, off you go. If you're having a really strong reaction and you're crying and you're crying and you're crying and those emotions feel so terrible and you just don't know how to stop, go to the shower. Go and cry in the shower. Because here's the thing, your beautiful release of emotion is healing. Your body is there to tell you this is your best friend. And when you're feeling emotion and you're spiraling in your head, get into your body. Do the somatic techniques. Go and do some tapping. There's some beautiful videos on it, and there's a wonderful app. Do the tapping. Access your amygdala to release what's holding you back. Maybe you do need to work with someone who does EMDR therapy. I've had this therapy, which is fantastic. What you do is you go into an energetic moment that's got a hold on you, and you process it over and over until the strong response is done. And you'll be working with someone and you'll have emotional releases. But the beauty of your emotional release is where you realign. And this is something that I love to teach. Your emotion is in your water. So when you're sweating and when you're running, you feel clean. When you're crying, you feel clean. But let it come. Take your tears to the shower, because then you can say, yes, I'm crying and this is awful and this sucks and I just don't want to be here right now. But guess what? I'm in the shower and I'm crying in this hot water and it's taken away my tears. Oh, in this moment, and in this moment, I can choose to feel better because I've got hot water and I'm in my shower. Thank you for this hot water. Thank you that this is a moment of energetic response. When you get out, journal, write it down. Do what you need to. Get into your body, get into your butt, get into your hips. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Shake it out, because here's the thing. You are a miracle. You are one possibility out of endless billions. I mean, infinite opportunities, infinite possibilities, and yet here you are. We looked up the global population of women before. Here's something I want you to look up again, because we're going to take a little bit of a break in a few minutes. I want you, and this is going to make you laugh, I want you to go look up the general sperm emission. and this is something I'm quite uncomfortable with. So again, Christine stepping into her fear, and I'm using laughter as a way to navigate my fear, because I know that it releases neuropeptides, which stimulates my immune response, which keeps me healthy. Oh, using your environment, using your body, using using the education at your fingertips to transform your fear into your power. Oh, this is your magic. This is your miracle. This is why I'm here with you. Your Better Me Empowered Life. Caller, I hope that you've left your information, please. I think that you are the winner of our Better Me Empowered giveaway. I really want to spend some time with you. Caller, please give me your information, your contact, if you haven't already. Thank you so much for that. I look forward to working with you. You are our giveaway winner of our one-on-one story rewrite and Bloodstone bracelet. I'm so excited for you. Thank you so much. Realigning is going to open your view to the window of your soul and your purpose. And it's going to be thrilling. And this is where the realigning is. But you have to believe in yourself first. You have to believe in whatever religious form of God or not, spiritual higher self. You're here for a reason and a purpose. And one of our shared mutual purposes is learning how to work with your energy on this earth. And for some people, they think it's all about the hoo-ha and getting all of this in. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that word. Learning different words to say. South African in America is learning a lot. But it is to deal with your energy. And a lot of that is your emotions. And if you're someone who has strong emotional reactions, the opposite of that is this empowered understanding of who you are, tapping into the intuition that is guiding you and using those emotions to empower your life, to navigate energetic situations, to see the opportunities for growth so that when those pasts come back around, you are unrecognizable, unrecognizable, fully in control with a smile on your face. Your Better Me Empowered Life in action. Christine Vibrant here asking you again to go and check out that general sperm emission count so that we can see the miracle you are. And when we come back, we're going to factor this fear and step into your Better Me Empowered Life. Taking a break, stay tuned.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic. Trust the unseen. Experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
And welcome back to Waking Hope with your host, Christine Vibrant. I'm sorry, we've been having a good giggle during the break. Stepping into fear factored and taking this very, very, very strong and energetic emotion that usually has quite a lot of control over us, and we can see it the worldwide, trying to hurt and harm others when really what we're trying to do is stop the fear in ourselves. And what we've done is made it manageable, breaking it into different components. We've said F is for facing it. Facing it and saying, hey, do I need to get out? Or is this an opportunity for growth? E was your environment. Using your environment to make sure that, yes, I am safe and I can actually use my environment to feel safer and to navigate this, process it, and to remind myself that I can trust myself because I love myself. And in every situation, I do choose the best for me. A is accepting that you're having this response, that it is in fact a fear response you're having and not allowing yourself to sabotage it with anger or sadness or anything else, because you've gained clarity, you've worked for that, and you're working with what you have right where you are to navigate this. Accepting that you're going through it is important because you can give yourself that space and grace to learn how to respond in a healthy way and stop reacting to these emotions. Because remember, often in a fearful situation, what we're responding to is another person, and what we're getting a taste of is their voice in their head. Just as when we are in a situation where we're not feeling great and someone's not being who we want them to be, we lash out. It's got nothing to do with them and everything to do with us. So really accepting this is important, because realigning is where it's at. Realigning is where you turn your fear into this response of making it your healthy relationship, because fear is there to tell you, oh, pay attention. This is not okay. I need you right now to pay attention. Stop thinking about the sale or the lunch or whatever it is you're going to be doing. This situation requires your full and utmost attention. And so realigning is accepting in your body, working with your body, because when you're feeling the fear and you're spiraling, get into your body to calm down. This is a really great way to really disrupt so that we can turn our story around and have that wonderful rewrite. It's a story, it's a rewrite. Because we had a writer in saying, I'm a little fearful of my future and having the confidence to make the right decisions throughout my life. Working with a coach, working with your Better Me Empowered coach, this is what I do. We can talk about mindset. We can talk about all the different ways of being. Self-love is where I'm at. But really what it is, it's taking a holistic approach and using all of who you are. And that's going to be different to what I've gone through. But what it is, it's saying, you can trust you. And I'm going to show you how to do that. Taking these moments and going, it's a moment. I know how to navigate moments. I have my senses that I can tune in and make sure my environment's okay and that I'm okay. Taking a few deep breaths. And before we had a break, I asked you to do something which really brought up a couple of laughs. And I did say a word I didn't mean to say, so that's my apology. But I asked you to look up the general sperm count. And I found a really interesting stat. The male, the human male, cis male, let's talk about this. Over the lifetime, they will, on average, have 525 billion sperm cells. And they will, on average, release 1 billion a month. Now, every female is born with all of the eggs that she ever will have. And so we have this finite amount. But can you imagine, if we had to look at the stats of you, all of the infinite possibilities in the world, and yet here you are. Whatever it was that created you, you're here. And whatever's come up in your past, whatever memory is making you fearful, whatever you're thinking about your future that's getting in the way and making you feel afraid, stop. Disrupt. Stop, drop, and roll, right? Stop, drop, flop. Let's take a minute. I've mentioned EMDR as a way to navigate trauma, because trauma does change how we perceive things and how we respond, but you don't have to stay in trauma. Trauma took away my ability to speak for 5 years, and I've navigated that. Trauma with endometriosis took away almost my ability to feel that I was even allowed to be alive on this planet, and it took away all of my feelings of worth. And I have to fight really hard sometimes to remember just how precious I am and how very important I am and how very vital I am. Because again, I'm from Africa and we have a saying, Ubuntu. Ubuntu means my life is only possible because of you, and your life is only possible because of me. So looking at those stats, looking at those numbers, you are the miracle. You need to make the choice that you deserve this Better Me Empowered life, that you will take these Better Me Empowered steps. And they're small ones. They don't have to be enormous. You don't have to say, I'm afraid of speaking, so I'm going to jump onto a stage. Christine Vibert tends to do things that challenge her. And I do like to dive into a challenge, but it's simply because I trust myself. And I trust myself because I give myself the love I need. And I give myself the kick in the butt that I need, because sometimes I do. I need that talking to get out of sabotage. I do. And I'd much rather give myself the stern talking to than allow someone else to do it and put me back into a fearful response. I don't like it when people bring me down, but I know how to navigate that. And I know how to trust myself. And when I'm in a situation where someone is giving me their trauma or their experience of the day, I have learned to be in a position of alignment, of surety and calmness and peace. Because your confidence is going to come from peace. Your ability to respond to these very strong emotions. And don't get me wrong, fear is strong, but you're stronger. Because you're made of spirit. And I believe in your ability to navigate what you're going through. Because I've navigated my own. And I've had the ability and the opportunity to do these navigations in different countries. Coming from Africa, living in Asia, and now in America, with this healthcare system that still scares me. But I know how to navigate it. I know how to speak up. And I know how to say, I don't like what I'm feeling. This is triggering me. And we need, in this moment, to change how I am being communicated with, because it's not working for me. And if it's not working for me, it's not working for you. And that's really what it is. This beautiful self-love. We have lots of techniques. Mostly it is connecting with yourself. This gesture is something that's very beautiful and very simple, and then there are lots of names for it. It's prayer hands, muladhara, I think is, no, I'm saying the wrong word. That's root chakra. I'm so sorry. But it's basically prayer hands. And what it is, it's giving you an opportunity to align, because we have a masculine and a feminine side. And when you're feeling strong emotions, there can be a lot of resistance. Bring that resistance to yourself. Working with yourself is going to give you everything that you need to navigate this world. You are what you seek. You have what you need. Get out of your way and get into your Better Me empowered life. This is my challenge for you as we're getting ready to leave. Put your hands together and practice this to keep them together with as little resistance as possible. And it's going to be a tough one. This is something I do often. And I'm wanting to push. I can feel it. I can feel I want to push. Just simply putting your hands together in prayer, however it is that you feel comfortable, and breathing deeply, nicely down into your root chakra, into your muladhara, if we're going to use that word, as deeply as you can, practicing deep breaths, and just allowing yourself to be. Because in every situation, who you're being in that situation is far more important than what you are doing. And so fear factored, facing it, using your environment, making sure you're okay, using your environment to soothe and nourish, accepting that it's fear you're feeling, and not jumping into sabotage and diving into other emotions, and just navigating it, and accepting that fear is actually keeping you safe, and fear is the one that is going to help you navigate all of the emotions and the experiences and the situations that come up, especially when memory is triggered. Because when you've worked with fear and you navigate it and it becomes your friend and you know how to soothe it and respond to it, it keeps you safe. Fear, when you realign, also helps you to be who you need to stay out of it, to give you that swift kick in the pants when you need it, to give you the self-love when you need it, and to say, hey, I feel this and I'm doing it anyway. I'm terrified of public speaking and I choose to climb the stage. I have a lot of energetic things and fearful things and scary things to say, and I know I'm going to get a lot of pushback, and I don't want to go through this, and I choose to say it anyway because it's important. Remember, staying in fear, staying stuck in emotion, allows that emotion to stay stuck in you. And the way to navigate it is to move out of your head and into your body and out into the world, trusting that you are the miracle, trusting that from all the infinite possibilities, you are here, you were created. From whatever brought you, you have the opportunity to step into growth, to factor your fear, and to step into your Better Me empowered life. www.beingbetterme.com, christine@beingbetterme.com. Text me 7063. Don't even text me. Just email me, because we are out. Christine Vibrant wishing you a beautiful, wonderful day. Stay safe. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll see you next time.
As this hour of Waking Hope comes to a close, I hope you have been lifted and strengthened. I hope you have turned your pain points into power points. For more love and healing, tune in again the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. If you can't wait until then, reach out to me at beingbetterme.com and we'll come up with a plan together to awaken your hope, supercharge your healing, and bring your world back into balance. Until next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.